This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 15th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump says Iran peace deal complete. Trump backs Collins in Georgia and dairy farmers sue over checkoff. President Donald Trump announced a, quote, deal with Iran yesterday involving the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines, let the oil flow. Pakistan's prime minister said on X that both sides have declared the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including Lebanon. The strait has been effectively closed to ships from the U.S. for more than 100 days. While fuel and some fertilizer prices have eased a bit lately, they still remain elevated. President Trump has told family farmers struggling to stay afloat that surging inflation would fall rapidly when the conflict ends and the strait reopens. The potential of a worsening economy if the war continues has made Republicans nervous ahead of high-stakes congressional and state elections in November. The announcement could help revive the president's sagging poll numbers, showing Trump continuing to lose support among voters as the midterm election edges closer. The president's approval rating hit 42% in a poll from NBC News released June 14th, 57% of voters disapproving. Republicans continue to support the president, 82% of those approving of the job he's doing, 58% said strongly. In March, 63% said they strongly approved. His approval rating with rural Americans hit a new low of 50% and fell to 39% overall, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll. Circulatory Fuels says it has completed the world's first end-to-end conversion of raw agriculture biogas into sustainable aviation fuel, putting the California startup closer to making SAF at a cost-rivaling standard jet fuel. Through a six-month pilot project drawing biogas directly from a California dairy farm's manure digester, the firm produced drop-in jet fuel that meets an approved SAF pathway involving biomass gasification, the company said in a statement on Monday. The trial success puts commercial SAF within reach of being about a fifth of the capital cost of green jet fuel plants currently under construction in Europe, an achievement that would make circulatory SAF cost competitive with fossil jet fuel, according to the statement. The hard part of this industry was never designed a theoretical plant that could make SAF. It was proving you could do it continuously from real biogas at a cost that pencils, said Stephen Beaton, founder and CEO of Circulatory Fuels. We've now done that. SAF production is roughly 2 to 5 times costlier than that of traditional airplane fuel, posting a major barrier to greater investment in the development of the biofuel market. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Representative Mike Collins, a Georgia Republican, won an endorsement from President Trump less than 48 hours before his Senate primary election in Georgia. The runoff on tomorrow between Collins and his Republican rival Former Tennessee football coach Derek Dooley is the latest test of the MAGA movement Trump built decades ago. Collins, seen as, quote, the more MAGA-friendly candidate, is considered the front runner in the runoff election, though Dooley, quote, may be the stronger potential general election candidate against Democratic Senator John Ossoff, says Jessica Taylor, an analyst for the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. Cook has, quote, lean Democrat rating on that Georgia race. Three Wisconsin dairy farmers are suing the Agriculture Department over its dairy checkoff program, arguing the mandatory fees they pay to promote dairy products are being improperly used to fund environmental and sustainability programs they oppose. Among the grievances listed by the producers in the lawsuit is a memorandum of understanding between USDA and the Nonprofit Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, committing to dairy industry environmental stewardship goals. They say the, quote, primary mission of the Innovation Center is to achieve greenhouse gas neutrality by 2050, and allege that by supporting the Innovation Center, the dairy checkoff is not being used strictly for dairy promotion efforts. The message promoting that as a primary goal of the dairy industry is at best neutral, but not germane to the regulatory interests prescribed for dairy checkoff fund use, they allege in the lawsuit. At worst, the message directly opposes those interests by accusing the dairy industry of harming the environment. Forest Service employees are being directed to use their authority to grant temporary grazing on unallocated forage, expand grazing to at least 500,000 head months over 2 years, speed up permitting, and improve relationship with ranchers, according to a memo released by agency leaders on Friday. The directive calls on the Forest Service to, quote, take appropriate measures to restore at least 500,000 head months of grazing over the next 2 years, noting that grazing on Forest Service lands has declined by nearly 1 million head months between 1966 and 2022. The head month is a measure of one cow on an allotment for 1 month. It also says the agency should offer temporary grazing to producers, noting that many are seeing a dry grazing season this year. Additionally, the memo calls for employees to, quote, treat ranchers with courtesy and respect at all times, respond within 3 business days of a correspondence, and, quote, eliminate retaliation and, quote, targeted enforcement. The Agriculture Department's count of confirmed New World screwworm cases has reached 12. The new cases appearing in Texas, Tom Green, Sutton, Edwards, and Zalva counties last week. The agency confirmed 3 cases in cattle, 1 in goats on Thursday, and 1 case in sheep on Friday, that according to its online tracker. A national $30 million ad campaign is blanketing key midterm election states and districts with a message against efforts to dismantle state animal welfare laws, such as California's Proposition 12. The American Meat Producers Association is launching the ads across television, radio, and digital platforms. AMPA, which declines to identify its funders by name, says it's backed by companies and groups that care about, quote, the real-world impact of ag policies. The group also announced a new hybrid political action committee, the American Meat Producers PAC, which will pursue an independent expenditure campaign. AMPA's latest message push is timed to the expected release of this month's Senate Farm Bill. The goal is to keep a version of the so-called Save Our Bacon Act out of the legislation. The measure was part of a House-passed Farm Bill in April. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas has said language to nullify state laws like Prop 12 won't be included in the Senate Farm Bill because it's too divisive and would jeopardize passage of the legislation. Still, lawmakers could attempt to add the provision when the bill is up for a vote on the Senate floor. A growing chorus of Republican lawmakers have come out against the Save Our Bacon Act and similar measures. Last week, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas withdrew his support from a Senate bill that would eliminate Prop 12, with his office saying he had bigger legislative priorities right now. The AMPA campaign includes an ad in Kansas thanking the senator, according to the group. Here's today's final word. The full stack works end to end on real feedstock from real dairy farm, and the economics put commercial SAF from dairy waste within reach of fossil jet fuel. That the word of Stephen Beaton, founder and CEO of California startup Circulatory Fuels, on his company's success in completing the first end-to-end conversion of raw agriculture biogas into sustainable aviation fuel. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 15th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.